Welcome to the deep dive. We sift through your sources, find the signal in the noise, and, well, get you instantly informed.
That's the goal.
So today we're diving into something that might be quietly costing your organization a lot. It's this hidden tax on tech teams.
Right. From undocumented knowledge, we're calling it knowledge debt.
Exactly. Knowledge debt. And it's not just, you know, annoying. It's potentially a multi-million dollar problem.
Yeah. The scale's pretty surprising when you look at the numbers.
Okay, let's unpack that. Your sources put some hard figures on this, and get this. Knowledge workers, they spend about 20% of their time.
A full day a week.
A full day, just looking for information they need. For a team of, say, 1,000 people.
That's around $12 million a year. Wasted.
$12 million on, like, an internal scavenger hunt. But it's more than just the money, right? It's the lost innovation.
Oh, absolutely. If your engineers spend a day searching, they're not building, they're not creating. That's a huge drag on growth.
Definitely a silent killer for moving fast.
And what's really fascinating, maybe a bit scary, is how much crucial know-how is at risk.
How much are we talking?
Well, estimates suggest something like 42% of the knowledge needed for a role. It's only known by the person in that role.
42%. Wow.
Yeah. So when they leave, that vital tribal knowledge, it just walks out the door.
And projects slip, mistakes get repeated.
Exactly. I've seen it happen. A key person retires, and suddenly nobody really knows how that critical system works.
Yeah.
It's a huge, often hidden risk.
That 42%, that's genuinely alarming. So, okay, we've got this expensive knowledge debt. The big question for you listening is, how do we fix it?
Right. Is AI the answer? Or maybe is it AI plus something else?
Our mission today, then, is to figure out how to turn this liability into an asset, into what we're calling a knowledge flywheel.
Mm-hmm. And it raises a key point. Why now? What's actually changed to make this feasible?
Good question.
Well, we're in this phase. People call it a Cambrian explosion for AI.
Like a biological one. Mm-hmm. Lots of new forms.
Exactly. AI capabilities are just exploding, diversifying so rapidly. Mm-hmm. It changes the whole game. Before, building good knowledge bases was just so much manual work.
Right. The effort involved was immense.
But now, AI, especially with natural language processing, machine learning, it can actually ingest and make sense of unstructured data.
So not just spreadsheets, but like chat messages, emails.
Precisely. All that project exhaust, yeah. Chats, emails, documents, meeting notes, stuff that was basically locked away before, AI can now process it.
Okay. How does that work in practice?
Well, the AI can automatically pull out key names, concepts, summarize long reports. It can even start generating things like FAQs or basic troubleshooting guides.
Just by watching the workflow.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
It shifts knowledge capture from being this chore, you know, something you have to do manually, to something that happens more continuously, almost automatically.
Turning all that hidden data into something useful, that sounds powerful.
It isn't.
But, you know, AI can feel a bit like a black box sometimes. How do we make sure the knowledge it generates is actually right? And useful, not just more noise.
That's the critical part. This is where the humans absolutely have to come in.
Hmm.
AI alone isn't enough.
Okay, so human engagement is key.
Totally. The real power gets unlocked when people interact with it. Think about the wiki way, you know, how Wikipedia works.
Collaboration, editing.
Right. It fosters what some call cognitive reinforcement. When you have to write something down, explain it, or maybe fix something an AI drafted.
It forces you to think it through more deeply. It makes you smarter.
Exactly. Like writing to learn or retrieval practice. Just the act of pulling information out of your head and updating it makes it stick much better than just reading passively.
That makes sense. And this is why the platform you use matters too, right?
Hugely. Mm. Your sources point this out. Tools that are flexible, easy to use, low friction.
Mm.
Like MediaWiki, which powers Wikipedia. They encourage people to jump in.
Unlike maybe some clunkier, slower systems.
Yeah, things like SharePoint can sometimes accidentally discourage contribution, create silos without meaning to. Ease of use is vital.
Okay, so AI helps capture, humans refine and learn. How does this connect to the bigger picture?
Well, this structured knowledge base, it's not just for humans anymore. It's becoming the essential brain for the next wave of AI.
What do you mean by next wave?
Autonomous systems. Agentic AI. These aren't just tools answering prompts. They're more like proactive assistants.
Okay.
See, a simple pile of documents, a corpus, often lacks context. Mm. But a proper knowledge base has structured facts and the relationships between them.
So the AI understands connections, not just words.
Precisely. And these agents can then use that understanding to tell you things, mm-hmm. ask clarifying questions, and actually perform tasks based on that rich knowledge.
Got it. So that completes the cycle. the knowledge flywheel.
You got it. AI drafts initial content from all that project exhaust.
Humans curate it, improve it, learn from it.
That better knowledge then fuels smarter AI agents.
And those agents can spot gaps, maybe suggest new things to add.
Exactly. It becomes this continuous self-improving loop, enriching the knowledge base constantly.
So, wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you, our listener?
Well, in a world where the basic AI models are becoming available to everyone,
becoming commoditized, yeah.
Your unique, high-quality internal knowledge, structured properly, that becomes your real competitive advantage.
So, building this internal brain today, it's not just fixing a leak, it's building a strategic defense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A deep, defensible moat for the future. Think about how having that kind of instantly accessible, interconnected knowledge could change things in your own work. Decision-making, innovation, even just getting new people up to speed faster.
A lot to think about there. That's our deep dive for today.